You're listening to a Franciscan Voice podcast, your voice for all things good.
So we come now to the end of our Easter season, and in our scriptures today, we hear the ending of both the Acts of the Apostles and of John's Gospel. The American science fiction author Frank Herbert, famous for his novel Dune and the other books of that series, once said, "There is no real ending. It's just the place where you stop the story." And that's what is so interesting about St. Luke's Acts of the Apostles, where Luke stops the story. For weeks now, we've been following Paul. Now he is arrested and in Rome, and we know that he is eventually to die, to be martyred. But Luke seems to leave out the climax of the story. A few things about Paul. I remember once when I was in Rome in the Basilica of St. Paul, there was a small group of American tourists and a Roman tour guide, and one of the tourists asked the tour guide, "Why is St. Paul always depicted with a sword?" The tour guide sort of looked up, looked around, and then simply said, "Because he was a Roman soldier." At that point, I couldn't believe what I heard, and I found the group later and corrected the misinformation that he was actually a Jewish tent maker by trade, not a soldier. And in addition to that, his sword is always depicted with him because it was the instrument of his martyrdom. It was how he died. He was a Roman citizen, and Roman citizens, when they were executed, had the right of a swift death or a merciful one, as that was considered at that time. So, after Paul is martyred in that moment, we have our college in Rome called the Seraphicum right by that space where it's believed his martyrdom happened. And the Cistercian monks actually have a monastery there called Three Fountains. Why Three Fountains? Because they built three altars over three fountains on their property where legend tells us after St. Paul had his head removed in his martyrdom, it bounced three times where three fountains sprung up with beautiful, beautiful water. I think that the science fiction author Frank Herbert might have appreciated this ending with the three fountains. But instead of this dramatic, sci-fi-like ending, Luke ends with the image of Paul in chains, witnessing to, as he put it, hope, and preaching the good news from his lodgings for 2 full years. This ending tells us something. For St. Luke, the Acts of the Apostles was not about the apostles. It's a book about the Holy Spirit. The ending of this book brings us back to the beginning, to Pentecost. So, the place Luke chooses to stop the story is a place that leaves us, the hearer, encountering God's Spirit through Paul's proclamation of hope of the kingdom of God. Now we are filled with that Spirit and sent out on mission. The same is true of John's Gospel. St. John chose to stop his story with Peter still always getting things wrong and in his perpetual curiosity asking Jesus, "Lord, what about him?" meaning St. John. Jesus refuses to answer, telling Peter, as always, to mind his own business and just follow me. Then a very confident John tells us everything that he witnessed to is true and that there is so much more. He's preaching hope from confidence. The end. So our scriptures today leave us in their endings, with three figures, Paul, Peter, and John. They are all in their own way filled with the Spirit and proclaiming the kingdom of God. And these endings underline how Jesus' gift of the Spirit will spread across the whole world and bring others to God, to love, through their preaching and ours. These endings leave us with the book club question, if you will. What does it mean to have the Spirit in my life, here and now? as for Paul, Peter, and John? Well, for those of us who always hope for a sequel, under the feet of each of these three, fountains have sprung up, not from heads bouncing, but from the fountains of the baptisms of the Holy Spirit that each presided over in their lifetimes, passing on the faith, the hope, the promise of the kingdom of God. In the sequels of their lives, the apostles, the Spirit moves with them through baptizing and proclaiming hope and sharing their stories of the risen Jesus. And with the ending of Acts and the Gospel of John on this last day of Easter, the story ends, but only to begin again in the sequels each of us create and write with our own lives. Frank Herbert reminds us in his novel Dune, a beginning is the time for taking the most delicate care that the balances are correct. It is ours to ensure that the balances of the Spirit are correct in our lives, and we should do this with the most delicate care using our scriptures from today. For we all need in our lives a little of Paul, ready to witness to the hope of Jesus, even when bound in the chains of other people's judgments of us. We need a little of Peter, that insatiable curiosity, questioning, and yes, getting it wrong at times, but learning from our mistakes. And we need a little of John, who said that if he were to write all that Jesus said and did, the whole world could not contain the books. John helps us to look at the big picture, but keep our eyes fixed on Christ, led by the Spirit, in a way that we don't get lost in the details. Our ending the Easter season, and next week beginning ordinary time, is a moment for us of a new beginning. So this weekend, may we find time for taking the most delicate care that the balances of Paul, Peter, and John in our lives are correct. With this careful balance, we can appreciate that there is no real ending. It's just a place where the story about Christ and the Holy Spirit stopped, so that our sequel can begin anew, guided by the Spirit.
To find other episodes and more content from Franciscan Voice, follow us at our website at franciscanvoice.org.